the brink of war, I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says Americans in Ukraine should get out now.
If a Russian attack on Ukraine proceeds, it is likely to begin with aerial bombing and missile attacks that could obviously kill civilians without regard to their nationality.
The situation in Ukraine is so tense, officials say the U.S. is set to evacuate its embassy in Kyiv. A limited number of U.S. personnel may be sent to the western part of the country near Poland, so there will still be a diplomatic presence in the country.
Fox's Jill Nato in Washington. The State Department says there's no indication Russia's ordered an invasion, but it could happen during the Olympics. Phoenix police say a man shot and killed his ex-girlfriend before shooting five officers and causing four others to get injured. After an hours-long barricade, the man brought out the woman's baby, but then ambushed the officers. Police say they later found 36-year-old Morris Jones III dead inside the house. None of the officers suffered life-threatening injuries. And Ontario declares a state of emergency, which means the protesting truckers could be fined up to $100,000, jailed for a year, have their trucks seized, and license revoked. Fox's Garrett Tenney has more from Detroit.
The supply chain crisis is once again hitting the U.S. auto industry, this time thanks to protest at the largest land crossing in North America. The Ambassador Bridge handles a quarter of all trade between the U.S. and Canada. 7,000 trucks and $323 million worth of goods crossing every day. But for 5 days now, it's been empty as demonstrators on the Canadian side blocked the entrance.
America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The bombshell report this week showing inflation soared to a 40-year high in January of 7.5% sets off alarm bells in Congress.
Shipping delays are driving up the cost of everything from apples to the price of hay for farmers. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says wages aren't keeping pace with inflation.
In other words, if you haven't personally gotten a pay raise of 8% or more in the last year, then Democrats' policies have given you a pay cut.
Some Democrats are still pushing for a retooled Build Back Better. This is why the GOP can point to Democratic spending bills as the reason to oppose the party in the midterms this fall.
Fox's Chad Pergram. Hundreds of students and faculty at the University of Nevada, Reno, have signed a petition urging state education officials to reinstate the mask mandate on campus. Families of the dozens killed in the collapse of a Miami condominium tower have reached a settlement deal.
The tentative deal would pay $83 million to people who suffered the loss of their condo units and personal property when the Champlain Tower South condominium collapsed in Surfside, Florida in June. The proposal was announced at a Friday hearing before the Miami-Dade Circuit Judge who is presiding over lawsuits stemming from the collapse. The agreement would represent only part of the case, with wrongful death lawsuit claims moving forward. Multiple federal and state investigations are ongoing. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And another animal is telling us who it thinks will win the Super Bowl this weekend. A baby elephant at the Fort Worth Zoo in Texas is picking the Los Angeles Rams over the Cincinnati Bengals. However, we should note, animals from the zoo have had incorrect predictions over the past 7 years. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.